Court judges, not police officers, will determine the punishment for people caught driving without required licences. This from the Police and Department of Land Transport confirming yesterday. The authorities were responding to public opinions that a new regime of hefty fine increases and longer prison terms for motorists without licences would enable rogue traffic cops to prey on motorists. New fines of 10,000 to 50,000 baht and prison terms of up to 5 years, depending on the violation, will be sharply increased from previous penalties. The tougher penalties raise the crimes above the standard of petty offences and so out of the jurisdiction of police and into the hands of the courts. This explanation from the commander of the Special Police Branch Division 3 at a press conference yesterday. After 80 years, Dusit Zoo, Thailand's first and most popular zoo, will be closed down and moved to a new location in Pattom Thani province. The zoo closes its doors at the end of next month, after which all animals, a total of 90 species, will be moved to 6 other zoos across the country. Some of the animals will stay in their new homes for good, while others will be moved again after 3 years to new and more spacious facilities in Pattom Thani. The state-run Zoological Park organisation says it will take about 4 months to move all the animals from their home in the heart of Bangkok to Khao Kiao Open Zoo and other habitats in Chiang Mai, Nakhon Ratchasima, Songkhla, Ubon Ratchathani and Khon Kaen. A veterinarian at the Department of National Park said zoos usually transfer animals at night to avoid heavy traffic and when the temperature is cooler. You might remember the story earlier this week about a hot-tempered woman at the Chiang Mai airport who wasn't happy after her wheels were clamped, driving into a guard and other traffic. Well, the Land Transport Department has revoked her driving license for life. They say they found out that the 69-year-old had been unstable emotionally. She was reportedly easily provoked and unpredictably aggressive. Besides that, she was forgetful and often lost her way whilst driving. The Lampang Land Transport Branch has issued her lifelong driving license ban because she was not healthy enough to drive safely. A 9-year-old boy ordained during his school break and then violently assaulted by a senior monk, his mentor, has died after 5 days in a hospital intensive care unit. The young boy was pronounced dead on Thursday night. He never awoke from a coma. His 33-year-old mother said her heart was broken. She'd expected a miracle and a reunion with her son. He'd recently seemed to be improving and had responded to medication. She and her husband say they're going to take full legal action against the former monk who assaulted their son. The 64-year-old former monk is being detained in a cell at the Kanchanaburi court. Police have charged him with physical assault causing severe injury and are preparing a new charge of physical assault causing death. Phuket tourist police yesterday arrested 2 tourists at the Boat Plaza market in Samkong after begging for donations so they could continue their travelling. One is a 21-year-old Ukrainian, the other a 30-year-old Russian man. The 2 tourists were sitting on the ground with a message scribbled on cardboard stating that they'd been travelling in Asia for 15 months and say they've just run out of money. They were taken to the Phuket City Police Station where they were charged with committing trouble and annoying other people in public. They were fined 500 baht each. No sooner were they released, but they headed to Patong with the same cardboard sign. They were seen begging in Patong last night. There's a photo of the 2 begging last night at our Facebook page. Late yesterday afternoon at Katta Beach, a Chinese and 4 Middle Eastern tourists were pulled out of the surf. One of the Middle Eastern men was assisted with CPR and taken to hospital in a coma. The Renang Provincial Administration is warning residents of 3 areas of possible landslides after heavy downpours in the last few days. The Renang governor said the 3 areas had seen over 100 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. Renang's just a 5-hour drive north of Phuket.